Welcome back to this episode of the Art of Learning podcast, and today we're talking about the greatest ambition. Stay tuned. Okay, so what is the greatest ambition? So for me, the greatest ambition is being happy and content in life. I think it's a goal that not enough people really strive for, or they say they do, but when you look at their actions, it doesn't actually line up and correlate with that goal. And I just want to talk about the importance of chasing something you're passionate about and doing what makes you happy and finding something really meaningful in life. Because if you don't have that, then when hard times come around, you won't have a leg to stand on. And having meaning or some vein of happiness in your life, that makes the hard times not only bearable but also enjoyable at times. And my intuition is that by trying to find something meaningful that you find to be meaningful, that you derive happiness from, and that you find a real joy in doing, then it's a first step to making the rest of your life be more meaningful and filled with more joy and more happiness. And I think that if you don't really do the things that make you happy because you're scared or afraid or one of 100 other reasons, you're missing out on something. A lot of people won't chase their dream career or start their own podcast or start their own whatever it is because they're terrified of what could happen or what they could lose or of the change. And the truth is if you're not happy with everything in your life right now, something has to change in order for you to achieve a better, more productive, happy life. And so I think that you need to find something that makes you happy and that you find meaningful. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. So finding something that makes you happy is something I've thought a lot about, because for me, some of the things that make me happy are things like talking to people and communicating with people and just connecting with people. I love that. It's one of the reasons I like doing, you know, a more voice type communication through the podcast. One of the reasons I love meeting people and talking to people, and I really enjoy doing the interviews and all this stuff and really being able to connect with people. I find that really meaningful and I get a lot of joy out of that. So that's something I make sure I do. I find a lot of joy in work, whether it's shoveling snow or the podcast or whatever it is. I find a lot of meaning in work on something I'm passionate about. I think that's something that a lot of people do, and a lot of people. In the two-week challenge, I talked about monitoring yourself. So if you monitor the things, the moments that you feel the happiest, like sometimes happiness is a descendant thing, which is why I'm hesitant to say use it as a metric. I think joy, meaning, and contentment is a much better metric. But if you monitor the things that make you happy, so if you realize that the happiest part of your day every day is being at home with your kids, the happiest part of your day every day is working at the daycare of your church or something like that, realize that, okay, so maybe it's working with kids that makes you really, really happy. So try to find a way to alter your career, switch careers or something, where you're working with kids more. Or maybe try to do more with something in that realm and try to monitor the things that make you happy so that you can do more of them and work them more into your life and kind of make your life mold around the things that make you the happiest and you got most joy from. Because when you do that, you'll have a lot more happiness and joy. Now, it's not saying like everything's always going to be perfect or you'll always be happy when you're doing it. But if you find a lot of joy, and again with the example of like daycare or something, if you find a lot of joy in working at your church's daycare, and then you realize you can do that from 9 to 5 every day, maybe you don't make as much money. Maybe you can't buy the new $300 sneakers you want. But you're doing something that makes you actually really happy. I think that's a really good trade-off to make. And I think that's really important. Try to find things that make the time fly. So at the end of the day, if you're like, whoa, the day just flew by and it was really good, think about the things you did that day and try to do those things more. So I think that's really important. Now, I think a quote that really encapsulated this idea of trying to find things that made you happy as a child, this idea, I think, is really important. And to me, that's where I came up with some of the ideas I have about things I personally find joy and meaning in. It's one of my favorite quotes by Carl Jung. I think he has a lot of really amazing ideas, some less optimistic than others, but I think this quote really encapsulates a really good idea. He says, "What did you do as a child that made the hours pass like minutes? Herein lies the key to your earthly What did you do as a child that made the hours pass like minutes? Herein lies the key to your earthly pursuits." Now, this is a really important quote that has a lot of depth into it, and I think is really important, because when you're a kid, it's one of the most raw forms of your natural sense of being. I think that from what I've experienced in life, it's like thinking about the things that really made me happy when I was really, really little, as young as I can possibly remember. That was one of my most raw, unchanged states of existence when I was the most open being me. And I think that that's every single person I've ever met has a similar experience as far as in growing up. And what made you happy then, odds are it will make you happy now in a way most things won't. Because when I say happy, I don't mean like drugs make you happy, so do drugs. No, that's a bad idea. What I mean is, if when you were younger and playing with your dog was the best part of your entire life and that made you super happy, maybe you should be a dog trainer. You know, things like that, where it's like it's something much deeper than a descendant type of happiness. It's something deep inside of you that is really powerful and it sustains you. It's something meaningful. Now, I've talked a lot recently on meaning, and if you haven't already heard those episodes, go back and listen to those. But I think that all those things are really important. What made you happy as a child, therein lies the key to your happiness. That's like, I think it's a really powerful idea and something we should all look at and kind of analyze about ourselves. And I think by finding the things that bring you joy and happiness and finding a way to form your life around that, you can find a lot more joy and a lot more happiness. And odds are you'll be doing something a lot more meaningful than whatever it is you're doing. So I really think that that's something as a society and a culture we should be pushing a lot more. For those of you who don't know, I'm in high school right now. And in school, we're pushed a lot. You know, you got to go to college. You got to get a good job. Yada, yada, yada. And something about it doesn't sit quite right with me as far as the cookie cutter aspect to it. The fact that I don't think it's pushed enough. We're told to follow our dreams, but we're not exactly told how to do that. Or what if our dreams don't fit inside this little corporate blueprint we're sold since first grade? I think that we need to put a lot more emphasis on happiness over success. You know, maybe being an electrician for you would make you a lot happier than being a lawyer. But everyone's like, oh, you should go be a lawyer because that means you're more successful. It's like, no, it's not. There's a lot of people who make millions of dollars a year who are extraordinarily unhappy and depressed and addicted and kill themselves despite being very successful, compared to a lot of people who make $80,000 a year and get to coach their kids' soccer team and are way happier. I think you need to figure out what makes you tick, what makes you happy, what really like turns you on to life. And for me, again, it's things like people. I love people. I love working and creating things. It's one of the reasons I love doing this podcast so much. As hard as it's been hard for me to keep up with it, school and everything, it's like I really enjoy doing this. And I have some ideas on how to better manage time so I can keep coming out with more stuff. And it's like, for me, it's really meaningful. It's why I keep doing it, despite sometimes it's hard to get stuff out or sometimes I don't want to do it. It's like, but it makes me really happy when I do. And the idea of doing it makes me happy. And we all need things like that in our life so that when something goes wrong, we have something else in our life to kind of almost balance that out. And in my experience, that's always been true of you know, maybe some circumstance in life is absolutely horrible for me at a time, and I'm feeling really down, but I know I can come, I can make something really good here in this podcast, or I can come and I can go talk to a friend and just have a good time, or I can do something that I find meaningful and connective, and I can, it has a transcendent ability to it. And I think that no matter what you do in life, you're going to have to sacrifice something to do it. So if you want to work in a cubicle from 9 to 5 doing a job you hate, to do that and have that stability and whatever, you have to sacrifice your happiness and your joy and your dreams. And sometimes you have to sacrifice some of the stability or some of the cushiness of a higher paycheck to follow your dreams and do something that actually makes you happy. And a lot of the times, it's a terrifying thing. And it really is a terrifying thing. And the judgment of others can be completely crippling. It's not an easy thing to do, but to me, I really think it's worth it. And I'd encourage everyone I know to go do the same thing. In some of my extracurriculars right now, a bunch of people left one of my extracurriculars, and a lot of people weren't that happy about it. But I was so happy for my friends who'd left, even though, like, it kind of stinks not having them around all the time. But, like, they're doing something that makes them happy. And to me, it's like, whatever makes you as an individual the happiest and filled with the most amount of meaning and fire in life, it's like, go do that. Chase that. Because the truth is, you're not here for very long. So why not make it extraordinary? I forget where I heard this, but I've loved it ever since I heard it. Someone said, I'd rather be ashes than dust. And the idea that, you know, with death and decay, you either fall into dust or ashes to ashes, dust to dust. And the idea of, I'd rather be ashes. The idea that you'd rather chase everything you possibly want and burn out in a beautiful fire of joy and passion than maybe go on a little bit longer, a little bit safer, and rot away into dust. And I think that for me, I spent a lot of time, especially when I was younger, with an older demographic of people compared to a lot of kids I've known, where I spent a lot of time with people like my grandparents or my great-grandparents and people they know, and a really diverse, interesting group of people. And even the people I talked to outside of that, outside of my family, still tended to be a lot older than me. And to me, the biggest thing I found is that when they were 90, when they were 85, and they realized, man, I might not have a ton of time left. There's all this stuff I wish I had done. There's all these times I played it safe and conservative. And they left with a lot of what ifs. And for me, my intuition says that to live your life in a way that if 80 years from now, I'm asking myself, what if about starting a podcast? Or what if about starting a business? Or what if about doing this, that, or the other thing? It's like, that's horrible. Because that's something that once you miss it, you missed it. Once you choose to not follow your passions, that's it. Because one day, as hard as it is to conceptualize, you're going to be done. You're gone. And that's it. Lights out. And so what do you want left behind you? And what do you want to spend your limited time here doing? And I'm not saying everyone should go start a business. I think there's too many people doing that now to the point where it's actually really dangerous because of the type of people that it actually takes to do something like that. Like for me, the reason I have a lot of faith in my ability to do that happily is because when I was 5, I'd go shovel driveways 50% of the time while my friends were playing like snowballs and stuff. And it's like, it's something inside of me that I can't really like. I found myself on weekends working at craft shows selling stuff because I couldn't think of something I'd rather be doing. It's really something that I'm very passionate about. And I have other friends who aren't passionate about that, and so they should not do it, despite it being like the quote-unquote cool or trendy thing to do. They should go do something else. And I think it's really about finding something that really kind of lights this fire in your belly and that you can't breathe without, and then to make sure you're not without it. I can't remember, I heard this one too. Like most people die when they're 20 and aren't buried till they're 80 or something like that. And it's like, if you have a dream, you have a hope, you have a goal, don't let it die with you. Do everything you can to help it manifest in the world and to really make the most out of it and to really chase something that makes you happy. And that's the greatest ambition, is having ambition towards the best thing you can conceptualize. I cannot speak today. It's the greatest ambition is having a ambition for the highest thing that you can possibly conceptualize, the highest thing you can possibly imagine. It's about being ambitious towards the greatest idea for your life you have, the greatest kind of person you can imagine yourself being, the greatest career that you find the most amount of happiness in. And you know what? Maybe that's selling Smurf t-shirts. Maybe it's selling coffee cups on eBay. I don't know. Maybe it's starting a business. Maybe it's cutting hair. Maybe it's being an electrician. Maybe it's being an accountant. Maybe it's whatever it is. Make sure you love it. Because if you have to spend 40 hours a week doing something you hate, you'll end up manifesting that amount of resentment and anger and disappointment and letdown you'll get from your career and the rest of your life. And things fall apart really fast from there. I think a lot of people lose sight of the fact that there are exceptions to this, but your career isn't necessarily something you do to pay the bills. Now, at times it is. I'm not saying, like, if you're broke, don't get a job at McDonald's because you don't love working at McDonald's. It's like, get the job. Like, you have a certain responsibility to make money and to be able to provide for your family. But, like, don't leave out things you're passionate about. So find the things you're the most passionate about and try to make a way to monetize it or to work it into your life more. And it doesn't mean, there's this really great book by Gary Vaynerchuk called Crush It. And he talks about the idea that now, more than ever, you have the ability to work from 9 to 5, hang out with your family, have dinner, and work from 9 to 2 in the morning doing something else. Again, whether that's flipping things on eBay or starting a company or doing a podcast or a blog or yada, 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 this, that, and the other thing. And then from that 9 to 2 in the morning, after a year, maybe you can transition out of your career into whatever that is. And I think that a lot more people could be a lot happier if they chase their passions, if they do things that make them happy and do things that make them feel more content. And I think that's something that we don't put enough emphasis on, enough value in. And again, it's something that like we're all told and we all kind of know and it's like quote-unquote talked about. But you look at the actions of things like the school systems, of families, of parents, of individuals. It's like, is that really what we're all striving for? And I think Carl Jung's idea of looking back out has always made you the happiest when you were little, when you were young, when you were a child. Finding that childlike joy in something makes you feel alive like nothing else. And if you don't feel alive, then you're not really living, you're just existing. And that's the greatest ambition, is to do something that really makes you feel alive. So, all of that said, that was a weird little ramble. I don't know. I should probably write down notes of what I'm going to say before I start recording these things. But I'm just going to go with it. So those are kind of my thoughts on some of the greater ambitions that I think people should all have in their lives. And I want to thank everyone here who listens, who's made it this far into the episode, for staying. It really means a lot to me. It also means a lot to me if you hit the support link in the show notes below. There's a whole lot to help support the podcast with audio equipment, interviews, a lot of really cool stuff it allows me to do. I also want to say, again, just thank you so much for listening. It always means a lot to me. If you want to send me an email about something you learned or an idea you have, or if you want to do an interview, I have an email in the show notes below. And for those of you who haven't told your friends about the Art of Learning podcast, please do. Put it on social media. Tell your friends, your family, whoever it is. If you got anything out of it, make sure you leave a review. If you didn't get anything out of it, also leave a review. This way I can learn. Either way, thank you all so much for listening. You guys are all absolutely amazing human beings, and have a great rest of your day.